The City of Bloomington Utilities Department is battling disinfectant byproducts, or DBPs, earlier in the year than usual. These DBPs are typically a warm weather concern, but Utilities Director Vic Kelson says a wet winter has contributed to the formation of precursors to haloacetic acids in Bloomington's water source, Lake Monroe. Kelson explained the situation to the Utilities Service Board on Monday, saying, quote, "It's been a difficult winter.
Highly intense rains. There have been a lot of erosion. Mm-hmm. There have also been a lot of major wind events. Mm-hmm. And the lake has been generally warmer through the winter than it normally is. So the lake has been probably mixing frequently, mm-hmm. Which normally doesn't happen that much this time of year. And the lake is, we all know it's really high, but it's also chemically challenging because rainwater doesn't have very much alkalinity or any calcium at all, so we don't have as much buffering capacity as we normally have for pH. So
Kelson said the conditions at Lake Monroe have led to contaminant levels that are more than 5 times higher than normal.
There's a measure of the humic acids that that lead to the formation of the haloacetic acids have been higher than we've ever seen for months at a time now. Normally the reading for this is it's a attenuation of UV ultraviolet radiation at a particular wavelength is the measurement. Normally that runs about 0.07. Lately it's been in excess of 0.3 or almost up to 0.5. It's been very high. What that means is that there's a lot more of the precursors for making those haloacetic acids, which are the disinfection byproduct that we've had the most trouble with.
The haloacetic acids Kelson referred to produce disinfectant byproducts in two ways. First, by reacting with organic matter in the source water. Second, they react with the chlorine used to treat water to make it safe to drink. Soil and rock filter haloacetic acids from water naturally. But that filtering process doesn't occur with surface water sources like lakes and reservoirs. Kelson told the board the Monroe treatment plant staff has been vigilant about removing organic contaminants and their work has paid off. Kelson told the board recent water tests indicate DBP levels well below EPA limits.